when thinking of the resident of the future, I mean, a lot of us will probably be needing long-term care services at some point. And so, you know, think of what your local long-term care facilities are like if you've been in them recently. Is that a place that you want to be spending, you know, some of what could likely end up being some of your last days? And so some of the things that we heard from our administrators that they're hearing from is that, you know, different technologies or telemedicine, things like that, will be able to help them to provide better care and care with the staffing that they currently have. Patients want to have entertainment. They want to almost have some type of maybe like a hotel concierge service where they can have, you know, transportation to go to a sporting event or something like that to get out. Also transportation to get out if they need to find other services, healthcare related, that they can't get in the nursing home or other long-term care facility. Privacy is a big thing, and I think that, you know, I don't know, I personally have my own bedroom at home, and so I think the thought of when I get older having to share that with someone else is kind of difficult. And so how to incorporate, you know, with the infrastructure that we have now, a way to make those, you know, those private rooms or the rooms for the people that need them is just another thing to think of. The visitor experience, and I think that this was exacerbated, we would all probably agree, by COVID. There were a lot of different restrictions placed on long-term care facilities, and so a lot of what we heard was, you know, making sure that the visitors, the families, the loved ones that want to come in, or if there's someone coming in to volunteer and spend time with these individuals, that they have a good experience with that as well. And then staffing is the number one issue, I think, for really all industries. It's not just healthcare industries, but I think that the LRC slides earlier today showed that the nursing homes are really struggling to have the adequate staffing that they need without having to utilize travel staffing. And so is there some model out there that we can look at or some kind of recommendation that can come from your guys' work with these work groups? But, you know, maybe it's looking at something similar to what Uber does and having some kind of a travel staff management program that way. And then finally, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, is just, is there some type of, you know, maybe it's division of insurance or someone who provides, you know, that financial advisor piece to the caregivers, the loved ones, but the providers as well. I think sometimes they're confused about, you know, how is everything getting paid for, what's being paid for,